The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
All right, yeah, we were talking to Josh. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it is a beautiful Tuesday.
Turn your Happy mic Tuesday, Fred. I turned it off because I had to lower it.
Yeah.
Josh sits on like this giant
Well, I don't know
stool.
Who's over here, but they've got the thing way up high, too.
That's Oh, no, that's Joel. Joseph Blank is the last.
Really?
One that.
I forgot he was alive.
What?
Well, I never hear him anymore. So, what's happening, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you, Freddie? Freddie the Falcon?
Sports and hurricanes and stuff.
What's your confidence level in your prediction?
It's a lot less today, no question.
Much like narrative shift, apparently hurricane paths also shift.
Well, I think...
which I don't like. I feel like once it's on the path, that's the way it should stay.
Well, and these
stay
guys,
in your lane, bitch.
These guys have gotten really good at predicting these things. So I went to bed last night feeling very confident. And then I get up this morning and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. They almost never are wrong to the west. That's another thing. That's why I was feeling confident. And now they're doing the latest update, which I can't quite tell, but I can see it from here. It still looks like it's going to go well east of us, according to that. But
it brings
Beaumont into play, which is unfortunate. I was hoping if it went ahead and stayed over on the border that Beaumont would get spared a little bit. Beaumont doesn't need any of this crap either.
1 to 2 inches of rain, that's the big concern?
Wind and storm surge are what they're worried about with this one. This isn't going to be a huge rain event. It's more of a traditional hurricane that's going to kind of blast through and then go away.
Like knock over a bunch of trees and, you know,
yeah,
mobile homes and things like that.
Yeah, so.
Tear the roof off your place. There's going to be a lot of roof salesmen coming through.
Yeah, well, there's a positive.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people will get new roofs.
The roofing business about to blow up.
Construction business will be good.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
There's your boy, Sly, saying.
Slyer.
Yeah. Sly Turner saying, the great thing is we've saved a lot of our money by not paying firefighters, so we're totally prepared for this hurricane. That's what he's saying.
Of course,
right
we
now.
Might need those guys.
No, he says, no. Might, who needs a hurricane? Because it won't be a fire hurricane. If a fire hurricane comes and throws fire all over the place, I mean, really, the hurricane is doing what the fire department's job is. So do we really need the fire department at all? The hurricane is going to bring water and wind that will blow out the flames. We are actually planning on defunding the fire department thanks to this hurricane. God bless it. Do you think that's what it was just said?
Something like that, okay. Yeah. And, oh, we need to scare the hell out of you.
Yes.
So I don't know what the latest track is, but this morning it moved like 50 miles west of where they had it. Excuse me. And that is significant for the Golden Triangle area.
Right.
And that the worst possible scenario would for it to kind of hit slightly east of downtown Houston, because that would bring a lot of Houston into play and almost all of the Golden Triangle. And of course, you know, little things like our tower being out there and stuff like that.
Yeah, not ideal.
From a personal standpoint, that's the last thing I want to see. But it's not listening to me. And it used to be these things would listen to me. And then
for some reason,
and then Ike totally ignored me. And so now they all think they can do that. So I'm looking at this track. It still looks like it's headed for the border. So maybe Maybe I read wrong. Maybe people are just trying to scare us. I don't know. So I don't want to take an L on this one because that would be a pretty bad L.
It would be.
But, oh, well. Unfortunately, I don't know what. Now, if looking at that, that's all east of us, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were people scaring me this morning? Or trying to.
So when you say storm surge, are we talking about like a tsunami?
No. It's like going to be like it was with Ike, where it kind of crashed over the seawall and anything that was out in the water was, you know, you'll have some boats messed up and stuff like that.
Oh, that sucks if you've got a boat.
It may wash Aaron away.
Luckily, I don't have a boat. And you know why I don't have a boat? This exact reason.
If you did, it'd be better to have it at your house, apparently.
I always say, when boats, they tend to have a lot of problems. Now that's not a good scenario. What they're showing now, Fred.
No, what is that? What is she doing?
The way the winds are going to work, the storm surge is going to hit Galveston Bay.
Okay, so that's storm
and start
surge
washing over the and start washing.
But
over
that's the not the storm. But
it showed the storm like kind of circling down the coast.
Well, because the winds are going to hit. They're expecting this to be a Category 3 by the time it hits landfall. Right.
But from all the pictures I've seen until that one showed it like going up Louisiana's ass and then like coming out the side of North Carolina.
It shifted further west all day today to where it's supposed to hit the east side of town to where like they've told LaPorte and everybody
and then
else get out.
Which direction is it going to go once it makes landfall?
Once it makes landfall, it's supposed to go in, up towards Nacogdoches, and then out.
That's what I'm saying. What that picture just showed was once it makes landfall just east of Galveston, it's going to turn and like ravage down the coast of Texas.
Yeah.
I think that was just byproduct of winds.
Oh, okay. I didn't like that picture.
See, you can actually see what's going on in there. So this is where we need you to step up. Plus you're down there in the danger zone. And, you know, you should be concerned about this.
I didn't like that picture one bit.
I didn't either.
You saw what I saw, right? I was like kind of circling west instead of northeast. I'm not looking for that. Now, that's the picture I've been used to seeing. That's the way it's supposed to go.
And that's...
Is that a nipple?
It looks like a nipple.
Like, that looks like a boob with a nipple.
Either that or an egg. I'm not sure which.
That's the way I've been kind of expecting things to go.
No, that's what they've been telling us. But
it showed something crazy a minute ago that I didn't like one bit.
Yeah, what they just showed doesn't hit us very hard, but it screws our friends over in the triangle.
Yeah, what they just showed us is okay for us, but yeah, it does suck if you're a bow maniac.
Well, you know, that's not fair. Honestly, Vinton, this is supposed to be your storm. You don't have enough people. It's not going to matter.
I liked it better when it was like it was a flesh-colored ball with a red nipple. Now it's a red and pink ball with a blue nipple. That's weirder.
I kind of find the blue nipple a little bit sexy. So it's not working at a coastal chemical plant. Going to be a rough 72 hours for fellas like me. Everyone be safe. Yeah, and you know, if you're in one of those places that floods or as close to the coast and you're worried, then you know, get your butts out of there. I mean, here's another positive. If you've been stuck at home, here's a chance to get out of the house for a while.
That's true.
I'm trying to listen. I'm your non-pedophile positive news guy. I'm going to come up with the best stuff I can for this.
Is there a pedophile news guy?
I'm sure there are, yeah.
Okay, but there's not a local
one. I mean, apparently in our business, they're rampant, AJ. They're everywhere.
All right.
Fortunately, people can come here because there's no pedos.
You know what I don't like about today? And this is inevitable, and this is totally off topic. There was no day basketball today.
Yeah.
And I've gotten kind of spoiled by day basketball. And, you know, the last couple weeks, I guess, I've been able to flip on the old television tube in my office and watch the basketball games while I show prep. And today didn't work that way.
Yeah.
There's only two basketball matches tonight. And
I was extremely bummed because I'd kind of gotten into that too. And I'd do a little work and watch the games. And, yeah, I got in some Madden today, so there's that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And, boy, as expected, the Eastern Conference series have been an absolute waste of time.
Yeah. Well, I kind of hope Toronto-Boston will be more interesting.
I mean, I would hope so,
Well, it can't be any less interesting.
Literally,
right?
the first game that the Magic beat the Bucks, and it was like, ooh, the Magic beat the Bucks. Are they in trouble? That's the only upset in any Eastern Conference game. The other three games, 4-0 over. This one, the Bucks will be 4-1. But how boring the Eastern Conference is. I mean, I guess the one team that anyone thought had a real shot at doing anything. I don't know. I guess maybe the Pacers Heat was considered a toss-up. It clearly was.
No, there's no toss-up there.
But I think the only one people had any kind of, like, little glimmer of hope was that maybe the Sixers could be something. The Sixers suck, especially... No, yeah, Simmons,
can we quit pretending like that team's ever going to be anything?
They've got Joel Embiid and a bunch of bad contracts is what they've got, and it's going to be tough for them to be good. The Nets, I mean, we knew what that was going to be. I didn't know the Nets were going to be giving up 150, but we knew they were bad. So now basically we're down to the four Western Conference matchups, of which, two of them are competitive. The Jazz Nuggets, I didn't have any interest in to begin with.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of interesting now that the Jazz are winning and they were the underdog, although they're favored to win tonight in a closeout game. But the Lakers series was what it was for one game. You know, Lillard looked, he was the man, and they beat the Lakers, and it was like, oh, Dame time, the Lillard and the Blazers, they're going to take them out. And the Lakers said, bro, Dame time's cool. We've got LeBron time, and we've got Anthony Davis time, and neither one of them are playing on a balky knee like Dame is. And by the way, Dame, I don't think Dame, he's not going to play anymore. He's done. They know the series is over. Like, protect your assets.
Yeah.
The Mavericks Clips, which I don't know if anybody thought was going to be competitive, but that's the best series. And then the Thunder Rockets is a good series.
Yeah.
It's not good if you're a Rockets fan, and we'll talk about that next, but it's at least intriguing.
Well, I go back to a conversation we had last week after both the Lakers and the Clippers lost game one, and you brought up, well, who are you more worried about?
Yeah.
And I said, the Lakers, I'm not worried about the Lakers. They probably won't lose another game, but the Mavericks are going to be a sneaky out. Okay, see, I'm looking at that. That's all east of us. Everything green. What is that, Aaron?
That's a flash flood watch.
So we don't have a flash flood watch?
Not yet.
When does that happen in Houston? Now, mind you...
Yeah, somebody pees outside and we have a flash flood watch.
Mind you, this is still 24 hours
before
plus from landfall.
Well, but usually now is when they kind of know.
That hurricane has... its GPS is off and it just decides, oh, I'm going to go a few miles this way. And realistically, at this point, if what did it shift last night? 50 miles or something?
Yeah.
If it shifts 50 more miles, now... It sucks for us. It's about to get heavy.
It's about to be on.
It's about to be on. I hope it's not on.
Yeah. Nobody move. Because I was sent to warn you, the devil's in the next room. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Orange Brandon said, hey, Fred, we live in Orange and left today. This is probably smart. I mean, if it gets as far east as here, then Orange is going to get pounded too.
Well, Jim Cantore was in this morning. He was in Lake Charles. And usually, wherever they send Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel, that's the place that's going to get effed up the most.
Okay, good. Because, I mean, no offense. I like Lake Charles. But the farther east it goes. So that original track, I loved because, hey, that's going to go through a really unpopulated area. And, yeah, Baton Rouge will get a little, but we'll be fine. Now, this is not good. This is putting it where there's people. I'd rather it destroy trees. This is why, like, every hurricane that comes through should just go into northern Mexico where there's desert. So, 713-780-ESPN. So, what Rockets thoughts did you have? I actually had to go back and watch the last quarter of the game because it was on while we were here and I couldn't really pay attention.
I did too. And what I did notice was, and always the narrative is, oh, they blew it in the fourth quarter. And they really didn't blow it in the fourth quarter.
Kind of blew it in the third.
They did. And despite the fact it was a tie game at half, they built a 15-point lead in the third quarter and blew all but one of those points by the end of the third. So,
let's be honest, a 15-point lead in the NBA is nothing.
Well, a 15-point lead in the NBA is nothing when you're chucking up bad threes.
That's every game, though. Somebody goes up by 15. But the problem was when you got to the end of the third quarter, they're shooting the hell out of the three ball, and they're only up one. And that is not a good sign. I mean, if they're going to have those kind of numbers, they needed to be up 15 going into the fourth.
Once you get up 15, 16 points, don't you want to kind of, especially in the second half of the game, maybe slow down a little bit, drive the basket, get to the foul line. Now, I'm not a basketball coach, but if I were, that would be my strategy. I would get a big lead, and what I would not do once I get that big lead is chuck up threes 8 seconds into the shot clock.
But this is what they are, AJ.
You've got to be able to adjust.
But they're like
you can't be a one-trick pony.
But that's what they are. They're just like the old run-and-shoot offense that had to keep throwing the ball even when they had a lead.
They're losers. That's what they do. We might as well, like, we're wasting time then. Because while they may end up having enough to beat the Thunder, they're not a real contender. And, you know, to hear everyone talk after, I mean, obviously the going into this thing, everyone was talking about the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Bucks, but a lot of people were putting the Rockets in that second tier. I don't think they belong in that if that's the case. If they can't adjust that much, they don't deserve to be in that conversation because they're not a contender.
See, I don't think they are, but I also can see where they can go on the kind of run and match up with a team like the Lakers, and because they can go on these three-point barrages where they could give them trouble. But they have to play better than they did yesterday. And it's really easy to write them off after a game like that. Just like so many people were saying, oh, they're a title contender after game one. But you know what? They're going to win the series. They're going to struggle to win the series. And then the Lakers are going to be a harder matchup because they're a better team. But if they get out there and can make their threes, then I think they have a puncher's chance, but I'm not going to write them off after that. It just there's so many things that are frustrating because that game, there's so many times this season where they put themselves in position and where one or two plays, just like poker, where one or two hands will win it for you, and they crap the bed. Like that Harden pass was just pointless and dumb. I mean, it was just bad basketball at the worst possible time. And yeah, it's like he didn't even look. It's like, dude, if you're going to try to get the quick basket there, which I don't mind, make sure there's not somebody standing there waiting for the ball. But he just, that kind of play is what's frustrating. Because you make that play, it's a different game. And when you miss that play, you just lost the game, basically. I mean, to me, that's where they lost it.
I mean, that was on the Alexander missed three. James, they get that rebound. James immediately makes a terrible pass that trying to hit Eric Gordon, which I don't know why. I don't want Eric Gordon to have the ball.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Why do you want him getting the ball?
Stop passing to him. He's out. And Gallinari jumps in front of it, and they get a layup. And then Rockets get back down. PJ Tucker shoots a three, misses, Thunder rebound, and right then it just feels like, game's over. And I'm with you that they are the team that they've built. I mean, look, we know what they are. They're going to shoot a bunch of threes. That's what they are.
Look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that they don't seem capable of making those kind of adjustments.
If you can't change up the way you're playing, you've got to at least have a threat of attacking the basket. And really, the truth this D'Antoni offense, what it was supposed to be is it's drive in and get contact, put up the ball, get easy. It's easy twos and threes, right? No mid-range stuff. Well, they've thrown out the easy twos. In fact, I've seen them go in and where it would be an easy two, kick out for a so-so three attempt. That's not effective. That analytically, there's no way that's effective. I don't. Daryl Morey can't look at that and go, you know what? This is how I want us playing. There's zero chance of it because for the Rockets are a bad three-point shooting team. I think they were, 25th in the league in three-pointers, three-point percentage, yet number one by a mile in attempts. And now they're having historic NBA playoff attempts from three. That's not good unless you've got the threat of driving the ball. If you're the, if you're the Warriors for last year, you're the 17 Warriors. You're the best 3-point shooting team in the history of time, and you just chuck up a massive amount of threes. Yeah, you're probably going to win a lot of games that way. The Rockets aren't that. And the funny thing is, the Rockets, they didn't shoot particularly poorly when you added it all up last night. They just went through a massive stretch where they couldn't hit anything. Now, mind you, they went through a great stretch where they were hitting everything, which got them a 15-point lead, but then they blew it because they couldn't hit anything. When that's not working, at some point, when that lead starts to dwindle, you've got to say, you know what? We've got to get to the rack, get an easy bucket, stop the momentum, get to the foul line, do something to stop what's happening right now. And then if you want to get back to chucking them after that, so be it.
Yeah, that's what a coach is for, is to tell those guys that. That's why you call a timeout, right?
Well, it's a good thing he's about to get fired because right. He does it. That's unacceptable. And again, I'm not a coach, but that's not good coaching.
No, but you know what? The thing is, they're going to have a couple more games where all that works, and everybody's going to be talking. Oh, you know, they're legitimate. They're not a legitimate contender, but they're not as garbage as they were yesterday.
Well, let's also discuss this when Harden and Tucker hit the bench for their regularly scheduled rest in the third quarter, and then that they start to choke that lead away. Uh-oh. Well, what do they do? Do they finish giving him their regularly scheduled rest? Nope. Get your ass back out there. PJ Tucker's an older dude. You know, James Harden's not a young guy. He's already the most used guy in the league. At some point, you got to rest these guys.
Yeah, although you would think that.
You can't just panic.
I think in an 82-game season, yeah. But, you shouldn't have to worry about that right now. These guys should be in good enough shape and should be able to go enough. But
I think everybody's got a limit on how many minutes they can play effectively.
Well, I've seen James go out there and play overtime games with 50 minutes. And,
yeah.
The guys didn't play well. And he made a really dumb decision. Tell you what a good decision, though, is these masks.
We've got Suzanne on. I've been waiting. Yeah. I've been listening, and everyone gets to talk to Suzanne, and I don't.
And here I am wearing her masks.
And I've got questions about these masks. I want to know. Suzanne from Boomer Naturals. Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
We're doing incredibly well. We've all loved these masks. I have to ask, I guess I'll let you first tell the people what separates the Boomer Natural masks from all the other masks that you can get, or just putting a T-shirt around your face.
Yeah, not all masks are made the same. And we've all had enough time, weeks and months even, to try so many different masks. And what we hear the most is that everyone says, I have finally found the mask. When I put the Boomer mask on, I can now breathe. We've done a lot of testing on these. These are highly protective, very breathable, but they have three layers, and that matters too. The ideal consumer face mask has three layers, but the big plus is ours has nano silver technology that's going to help kill those tiny drops and particles and help keep you as safe as possible. That's a good deal.
Also, I think it's important to note that not all masks, it's not one size fits all. And you guys, you have mask fit is as important for protecting people as the mask itself, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see, if you go out to eat or different places and you see people wearing these masks that don't fit their face or fall down or there's openings and gaps, you got to go, oh, that's not so safe if you're really a believer in masks. So we do sell sizes, multiple sizes for kids and adults. And these are available at CVS Pharmacy as well. So if you need a mask today, They sell out so quick. We're restocking all the time, but they're available at every CVS pharmacy as well, right up at the front. Just go in and ask for those Boomer Nano Silver masks. And we also sell Net Gaiters as well.
And I know that you guys are donating a mask for every order. Who are these getting donated to? Who's the recipients of these?
Yeah, so we've donated over 135,000 so far. For every online order, we donate to nonprofits and charities like soup kitchens, veterans organizations, homeless shelters, places that have reached out to us and said, we know there's such a shortage on masks, or we don't have the funds. Can you please help? And we are happy to donate tens of thousands of masks to places all across the country who have reached out asking for help.
All right. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. And if you use promo code Hoffman, you'll save 20% on your order. There's Suzanne from Boomer Naturals. Appreciate the time today. And thanks for everything you're doing.
Hey, thank you. Stay safe, everybody.
You're just another woman in my head.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Who is Chris Warren, and where is he on this TV thing?
He is downtown.
Yeah,
it looks like, but he's a meteorologist for Weather Channel.
Where the weather's nice, yeah. Look,
like
it's nicer.
Herman Park or something.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he doesn't have, like, on a rain jacket and, like, hanging on to a street sign just for effect. They've got a fan blowing on him.
Yeah, except it's a really nice day today here.
Yeah.
So.
I do want to mention the ACLU tweeted earlier, and I missed it until just now, but they had a class action lawsuit. And they won it, apparently. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot deny thousands of U.S. military service members the right to citizenship. That was always part of the deal. And that's always been a path to citizenship in our country is, oh, you'd like to be a citizen? Here's a way you can do it. We'll strap a gun to your back.
Yeah.
Good luck. And I knew a lot of guys, particularly a lot of Filipino guys, and a lot of Hispanic guys that were in the military, you know, in hopes to become citizens. And you can't tell people that. And then once they're in, say, I don't think we're going to give you citizenship like that. You can't do that.
I don't remember where I saw this. And I think it might have been John Oliver a couple of years ago. There's a lot of marathon runners from like Kenya. And they come over and serve in the military, and then they run for the United States when they become citizens, which, hey, you know what? Anybody that wins for America,
we're trying to win races here, bro.
But yeah, I don't know why you would take that away because, you know, that's I think that's a good thing. I mean, yeah, you want to come to America and be part of America? Go defend us.
I don't like, I honestly, and even in, I haven't been talking much of politics on Twitter.com. I've almost avoided it completely for the last month or two even. It's been really refreshing to not discuss it there. But I don't know. I mean, and I'm sure there's people who will defend it. I don't know what the defensible position is on that. Like, why? How can you go, you know what, that's a good idea not to give these guys who are serving the military, not to give them citizenship, even though Congress promised it to them? Can you look at that as a Trump supporter and say, well, I understand why he did that. I guess I'd love to hear some reasoning. I can't imagine that there is any realistic reasoning, but if someone's got it, let's hear it.
Yeah, I would be curious what the actual, you know, what the logic is against it. I mean, especially once they've already served.
Yeah, it's or they're in the process of serving.
Right, right. It's like, on second thought, we don't want you.
Yeah, that doesn't work. And I think there's been, like, I kind of flip-flopped back and forth when I was prepping the show today whether or not I wanted to talk about the Jacob Blake stuff, kind of a crazy thing that happened in Wisconsin. And I think I don't want to talk about it. I don't know if you were like dead set on talking about it.
No, because
I'm kind of over talking about police shootings. Not that they don't matter. And I heard some guy called Josh's show and say, well, you also got to be careful saying that the cop shouldn't have shot that guy 7 times in the back because, and here, this was like what his quote was, because everything I've heard, the guy was saying that he had a gun in the car and he was going to get it. Imagine that for a second. Like, you want to talk about, like, and Josh was talking about the unbelievable scenario that a white officer woke up thinking he was going to go out and kill him a black man today, and he gave LeBron a bunch of grief about that, which the odds are about 1,000, maybe more than 1,000 to 1 that would be a realistic response or a realistic possibility, that the guy just woke up and said, you know what, I'm a cop and I've been looking to kill a black man. I think today's my day. I highly, highly, highly doubt it happened. I also highly, highly doubt that anyone other than the cops involved would come up with that story and say, oh, yeah, he said he had a gun and he was going to get it. I don't think that guy was yelling loud enough for, you know, the people in their houses to hear, hey, I've got a gun. I'm going to go grab it right now out of my driver's side door. Come on. Come on. And in that case, if that were the case, they would have stopped that threat long before he got to his driver's side door. They would have tased, unless I assume the officers in Kenosha, Wisconsin, have tasers. But I assume that's where it would have gone first.
Yeah, I always wonder why tasers don't. I mean, they seem like they work.
Yeah, you know? Oh, dude, I've felt it.
Yeah,
they work. It unless you're on bath salts, and then I've seen multiple times people on bath salts are hard to take down with a taser. But me, a person who wasn't on bath salts, it took my ass directly down. No pass and go, no collecting $200. Like, I couldn't move.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into it because I don't know enough about it. And I've tried to. I've seen the video and I've read a bunch on it, but I just think it's. It's one of those. There's still too much to be determined before. Yeah, I actually feel like want to have an opinion if that's fair, because
we'll just leave it at that.
Well, I mean, I like to be as educated as possible on these things, and I'm not afraid to have an opinion, but I like to make sure that I'm not going to just instantly react,
okay,
the way LeBron did, or.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I need more info if that's okay.
Jonathan Fagan of the Houston Chronicle says Russell Westbrook might be getting closer, but he is still out for Game 5 tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't bring him back until you're down. I mean,
I don't know that he's going to help.
Oh, he can't hurt. I mean, wouldn't you rather have him than Eric Gordon?
At least then you've got a guy who's willing to drive to the basket.
Right.
You know, there is that. But it's also putting another bad 3-point shooter on the floor. It just
when they're playing well, he doesn't really shoot a bunch of threes.
That's true.
And that doesn't mean he's not going to. But yeah, I mean, you're better with him. There's no question in my mind. So I think they can beat this team without him. And I think they've played well enough to already have won the other two games. But they also choked. So I think they'll win the next one with or without him, and then you can evaluate again later. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody said they did tase him. He kept resisting. So
No, I'm not talking about like buzz him with that stun gun that you carry around, like if you're an elderly woman walking the track of the high school at night, and you want to make sure you don't get mugged. I'm talking about like the things that fire out the prongs with the wires attached. You're telling me that guy was recently tased and he just walked around his car like I'm telling you, as someone who has had that happen, I highly, highly, highly doubt that he was hit with an actual taser.
And if you don't believe AJ, it's on YouTube.
It's there.
Yeah. And you can, and AJ was a much larger man.
I was over three bills when I got hit. And it dropped me. I mean, because I told myself before we did it, I was going to try to stand up and not. And the guy was like, the guy running the taser was like, well, we need people to hang onto your arms for when you fall. And I said, I'm not going to fall. I said, I'm going to try to take it. Because, you know, and that was. That was foolish of me because I was unable to take it. And I'm glad that those people were there to hold on to me and lay me down gently because it's not something that a normal human can just take and go, no big deal. And I have a relatively high tolerance for pain. But
yeah, how long were you unable to do anything?
I mean, it was literally up to him. Because as long as those prongs are inside of you, he can keep zapping you. So for me, it was like...
But after he took them out, how long?
Well, I laid there while he took the prongs out of me. But had he not taken the prongs out of me, I mean, I probably could have gotten up in 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
But had he zapped me again, guess where I was going to be?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what the cops will tell you if they zap you with that thing. They'll say, don't try to get up. And if you try to get up, you get round two. And listen, I'm telling you, that stuff is real. It works. It's effective. Astros still got a no-hitter going?
It just says seven inning no-hitters is the graphic up there.
Oh, no one's going to be credited with a no-hitter.
Aww. What if,
can he start, because they've got a doubleheader.
That might be the end of it right there. Oh, anyway.
It's 6-1.
Oh, yeah, so there is, okay.
Well, maybe... Or maybe it's already been broken up.
Yeah, must have.
Well, if he started the first two innings of the second half of the doubleheader, would he get credit?
I don't think so. Don't think it works that way.
It's BS, man.
Oh, well.
Guy's working. Give him his due. All right. I hope that a lot of you in Lamont actually reached out and said, hey, maybe I need to check into this TGS and see if I can get some homeowners insurance if I can get flood insurance. And I don't know if it works like that. I don't know if you can call like the day before a hurricane and ask for it, but it's worth a shot. By the way, the Astros the no-hitter has been broken up. But I said, yeah, just text the word money to 232323. They can add flood insurance on your house. And all it takes is a text message. They've already shopped the prices in your area. They know what you can be saving. It's time for you to start putting that money in your pocket. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, and the average customer saving nearly $900. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving today on your home insurance with TGS Insurance.
Tommy is my bro. This is his instrument. I tipped him A for extra benches, not to mention NCD. Kind of feel coincidence. You check it.
This is the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. Let's hear from Tony. What say you, Tony?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports. What's up, bud?
Hey, buddy. Sports to you, too. I just wanted to comment on what LeBron said, and I don't think people think or understand how reckless it is. Coming from New York and growing up with a family, a big family, where 10 of the family were cops, 3 of them were undercover narcotics cops that were actually running into crack houses blind, you know, with everything on them they could possibly be safe with. It doesn't make sense to think that you know, someone's going to go out and try to, they're, whenever I talk to any of my cousins or my uncles or anything like that, it was always our biggest concern is not to hurt or kill anybody.
Tony,
to
the problem is there's been text messages and email threads where that's not how all cops think. So while, yeah, it is kind of dangerous rhetoric, it's also been something that's been proven to actually happen. We lost him? I mean, that's a thing. We've seen this before. And, I mean, it sucks, but it's realistic. So, I agree. Listen, I'm not an anti-police guy. I'm not. I've got cops in my family. But...
Hell, you almost went to work for the Marshal Service.
I did.
Yeah.
But I also think that... when you say there's a few bad apples or whatever, it's fine to... And I knew I didn't want to get into this, but when you say there's a few bad apples, well, what do you do when you find a bad apple? You get it the hell out of the crate before the rest of the apples go bad. Like, that's... So if there's a few bad apples, you've got to eliminate those bad apples. And there's cops who have done these things that are still walking the streets today. Some of them that have undergone a trial, we'll call it, and still walking the streets. So, and some of them still cops, which is the craziest thing to me. So while I like to believe that there's zero chance that could happen, that some hillbilly woke up and said, you know what, today's my day. I would not put the chances at zero. I'll say that. Do I think that LeBron was probably trying to fire people up? Yes. And it worked. But we're also in a time where, listen, these NBA guys, that's what they're looking to do. They're looking for awareness. They're looking to fire people up about it.
I can't get worked up over LeBron because I really don't care what LeBron thinks about stuff.
I mean,
like
LeBron,
this.
That's what he wants to do.
I know. It's just like... I don't want to call it trolling, but it's just using hyperbole. It's all the stuff that I hate about politics, and I tend to just ignore people like that. And somebody was asking me the other day, there's no way I could do it on Twitter. It's like how you educate yourself to where you're actually, you're not just hearing these people spout things, and you're, oh yeah, that's the truth. And it's really hard. That's the problem. Nobody has time to really study where people stand on the issues. That's why one party goes one way, one party goes the other, and they stick to that so they don't have to try to convince people. Yeah. You know what? You got to use your own mind. And the advice I would give is consume everything. Like if you're liberal, don't say, oh, Fox News, oh, they suck. They say, go watch it. Go see what angle they're coming from. And see if
it may make you crazy.
It might, yeah, it might piss you off, but
that's all right.
You might learn something.
Sure, I'm sure guys who are used to watching Fox News when they watch CNN, they're pissed off.
Because you know what? Every now and then you're going to say, hey, that kind of makes sense. Maybe I need to reexamine my stance on this. And if you're hardcore conservative, it used to be Jon Stewart would have been the guy to watch, but I'd say go watch Bill Maher, who actually is in the Rona thing is really skewered a little right. So I think you might like him, but learn what their side is. And consume as much of that as you can, and then make up your own mind. But at least know how the other side thinks.
Well, everybody's built into their beliefs already, and no one's changing them.
I know that, but that's okay. I think it's totally fine for people. Well, no, I don't think it's totally fine. I think people should always be willing to learn and change. But you're not going to do it listening to people who say the same things you do. I mean, if you're a hardcore liberal, and all you ever do is, watch MSNBC or, read the New York Times or any of those things, you're never going to learn anything. They're all going to reinforce what you already think.
Yeah.
Always learn from the other side, man.
The sucker in me says, well, wouldn't it be nice if there was some kind of news source that was, like, legitimate and down the middle? And I honestly think that that's not even a possibility anymore.
I think the closest thing is AP, and even they frustrate the hell out of me because of the tactics they'll take in a certain story. It's like they'll be writing about Trump and everything will be negative, and you know, and they'll pick out the things that they think make him look bad. And yeah, and to me, that's a news organization that shouldn't be doing that. And I do find that frustrating because, you know, you should report on what he does and not, oh, he did this again. He did this again. He did this again. And I just think it's, there's a lot to blame for that. But I just wish people would, you know, I appreciate that people want to take the time to figure it all out. But it's just not that easy. And in the end, is it really that important? I mean, are national politics really that important to us? Not to me.
Yeah. Wow. How much does it affect?
Yeah, so he said, what about the BBC? I think the BBC does a great job in England. And, you know, that's the other thing. Our media is, it's just reflective of what society is, which is we don't care. We don't want to think. And for the people who do, it really is hard to find legitimate news organizations that you can completely trust. I would just say don't trust any of them. There's some you could trust more than others. But, you know, if you really are hardcore one way and you want to be more open, go seek out the other side. And no, they may not say, change a single thing in your mind, and that's fine. And that's why I keep telling you guys Trump's getting reelected, because all the people out there on Twitter and all the people on TV spouting, oh, look what he did now, look what he did now, all they're doing is hating him more. It's not changing the minds of the people who don't. They're not listening to those guys. Now, some people should, but they don't. So, anyway. And 319 knows, if you don't consume news from multiple sources, you're part of the problem.
Fair enough.
And I also think that, you know, it's a lot to ask people. And that's why so many people are apathetic. It's like the effort it takes to do that, it's a pain in the ass, man. You really have to care. And so I don't blame people for that, but I do blame them for just saying, oh, I'm going to believe what these people say. So. All right.
I got to tell you guys about my friends over at Elite Health. And if you or someone you know is struggling with BPH or enlarged prostate, you may be having to frequently urinate, peeing more at night, difficulty starting. If that's you or someone you know, you don't need surgery. You don't. Surgery is awful. It's an awful option. It really is. And it includes a drill going inside your pee hole. And no one wants it. And Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health knew that no one wanted it. So he said, you know what? I've got a better idea. It's called PAE. He's the first doctor in Houston to do it. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure that uses X-ray technology to treat your prostate. You're in and out of the office in a few hours. You're done with it. And nobody in Houston has done as many of these as Dr. Doe. He's the guy that you want. PAE is covered by most insurance plans. Guys, learn more about it today. 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. Or check them out online. ChoosePAE.com. That's ChoosePAE.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!